AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. As intense fighting continues from Russian forces flanking Ukraine's eastern edge, there's word a fighter from Denmark assisting the Ukrainian military has been killed. And a British aid group says two of its workers have been taken prisoner by Russian troops. In the capital, Kyiv, President Volodymyr Zelensky blasted Russia, dropping rockets in Kyiv just after a visit from the leader of the United Nations. Our Naomi Shannon reports the UN is trying to help evacuate the besieged southern city of Mariupol.
The focus of the war moved to the east, where Ukrainian forces continue to effort secure and safe passages for residents to evacuate Mariupol. Donetsk region in eastern Ukraine has also seen heavy fighting. In Lyman, Tatiana Matsigora's house was attacked by Russian forces as they advanced to Donbass. Her 14-year-old grandson was killed. Please don't close your eyes. I beg you, don't close your eyes, she said as her grandson was taken to hospital. I'm Naomi Shannon.
President Biden is seeking another $33 billion from Congress to help Ukraine defend against the Russian invasion. And Congress has passed a measure to help speed up military aid. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Ukrainian people are making the fight for all of us. We must help them.
Fire officials in northern New Mexico are warning of what they call an epic fire day today, with winds gusting up to 50 miles per hour and tinder dry conditions.
The logs, the branches, stumps, those type of things, those are coming down to 8%.
Google says it's expanding options for keeping personal information private from online searches. The company to allow people to request that information be removed. James Corden has announced this is the final year of him on The Late Late Show. Time to try something new. This is AP News. The jury in the lawsuit filed by actor Johnny Depp against his ex-wife, Amber Heard, has focused on the 2018 op-ed piece she wrote for The Washington Post, which he says is libel.
Amber Heard's op-ed piece, in which she called herself a public figure representing domestic abuse, was reviewed several times by her lawyers and the American Civil Liberties Union, according to testimony by ACLU General Counsel Terrence Doherty. Heard was an ACLU ambassador on gender issues. Doherty testified the original was very different than the version that was published. He said her lawyers wanted to ensure the op-ed did not violate her non-disclosure agreement with Depp after their 2016 divorce. He said Heard wanted to put back a deleted portion. The jury was not shown the drafts. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Once silenced by the pandemic, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival opens today for the first time in 3 years. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.